News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Today is the 32nd anniversary of the first World Trade Center bombing.
New York City has marked the anniversary of the 1993 bombing at the old World Trade Center when Islamic extremists made their first attempt at bringing down the Twin Towers. A bell tolled at 12:18 p.m. to mark the time of the attack. The grandchildren of Stephen Knapp read the names of the deceased.
John DiGiovanni, Robert Kirkpatrick, and our grandfather, Stephen A. Knapp.
William Macco, Wilfredo Mercado, and Monica Rodriguez Smith, and her unborn child, Baby Eddie.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
During a cabinet meeting, President Trump says the U.S. and Ukraine have worked out a deal to access Kyiv's rare minerals.
President Zelensky is going to be coming on Friday. That's now confirmed, and we're going to be signing an agreement, which will be a very big agreement. And I want to thank Howard and Scott for the job you guys did in putting it together. Really did an amazing job. And that'll be on rare earth and other things.
Trump has long complained that the U.S. has spent too much taxpayer money to support Ukraine's efforts to repel Russia's invasion. Trump also says Ukraine could forget about joining NATO. An Israeli security official says Hamas has handed to the Red Cross the bodies of four Israelis who were held hostage in Gaza. Hamas handed over the bodies early Thursday, and a Red Cross convoy carrying dozens of released Palestinian prisoners left Israel's Ofer prison just days before the first phase of their ceasefire will end. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 188 points. This is SRN News. Something new in Qatar.
A church, a big church. The World Evangelical Alliance and the Evangelical Churches Alliance of Qatar have broken ground on a $50 million building that will house 10,000 people on Sunday mornings. It's a big breakthrough for the country's small Christian minority, which labors under a lot of restrictions in the mostly Muslim petrostate. The new church will be outside of Doha on a plot of land leased from the government of Qatar specifically for that purpose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican Attorney General of Texas wants the NCAA to take its transgender policy a step further and require gender testing for athletes who compete in women's sports. Ken Paxton wants an injunction to keep the NCAA from falsely and deceptively claiming that only biological women may participate in female-specific competitions. The NCAA aligned its participation policy with President Trump. SRN News. The violent threats against Elon Musk continue. We hear more on the story from correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A 28-year-old Indiana man is arrested by Indiana State Police, accused of making violent threats against Elon Musk on social media. This after being alerted by Texas police. According to an affidavit, David Cherry made several posts on X under the username Effective Pawn. Officials say the account replied to a post by Musk stating, quote, "We're gunning you down next, Muskrat." Another post said, quote, "You're robbing the American people. We will gut you and parade your corpse through the streets," end quote. And then another post stated, "I am going to plant a bomb in Elon Musk's house." Newsweek reported that Cherry owns an online store which sells communist, anarchist, and political-themed merchandise. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.